Isän, Pojan ja Pyhän Hengen nimeen.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Pyhä Jumalan sanaa.
We will examine the Holy Word of God.
Apostolien tekojen
from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5.
Tämä apostolien teot meille kertoo.
These Acts of the Apostles tell
alkoi Jerusalemissa levitä.
How the mission work began to spread, and it tells about the beginning congregations and how those who believed in Jesus, the numbers increased, and the beginning congregations increased in size. This tells us about the work that was done, and I will read about
pidempää
tapahtumaketjua, one event,
jossa
and this is a part from a longer part
Jeesuksen nimessä,
that tells about how the apostles did their work
saivat syntinsä anteeksi,
so that people could hear about Jesus and get their sins forgiven and heal. And more and more people began to believe in Jesus and supported the work of the apostles. And this caused council members of Jerusalem fear and concern. And so there was tension between the apostles and these councilmen of Jerusalem.
Viisautta puhua Jeesuksesta.
And
heidät vapautettiin,
the apostles were imprisoned and then released, but they were banned from speaking about Jesus. The apostles, however, continued to teach about Jesus.
Sitten yhä enemmän ihmisiä.
And as a result, more and more people came to listen. And so the governing council of Jerusalem became angry, and they wanted to figure out how to stop or impede the spread of these teachings. And that is where this text begins. Chapter 5, starting with verse 17, I will read about this happening in its entirety. And if God wills, we will then focus on a couple points later. The words are in Jesus' name. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together, and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, "The prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within." And when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. Then came one and told them, saying, "Behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, Did we not straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, We ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space, and said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and also even as many as obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest haply you be found even to fight against God.
Amen.
Amen. This event that we just read about happened in the beginning phases of the first congregation. Jesus had died and risen up and was seen by his own, and the Holy Spirit had been lowered down from heaven, and with the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples continued the work of Jesus and the mission work of Jesus and proclaiming the forgiveness of sins. Jesus had also given a command to his disciples, which is in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And we can read, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. It was this strong command, that powerful command that Jesus gave to his disciples. And this was a strong basis from which to go forward and proclaim and do the mission work of Christ. And with this power, the disciples did many acts. They healed sick people, and they healed people from minds with bad spirits, and helped these people to heal. And so word spread amongst the people, and the people respected the work of these disciples. The beginning congregation congregated before the temple, in the temple area, and people began to come there from farther and farther away, even from outside of Jerusalem, from surrounding cities. And for this reason, concern and fear began to grow in the council of Jerusalem, and tension between the governing men began to grow, and they did not really understand what this was, what was happening. And so they began to actively try to impede the more and more people who turned towards Jesus, the more anxious the council members became. And they began to try to think how this movement could be stopped.
And
so here, this part that we read about, it was not only Peter and John who were imprisoned, but all the disciples were imprisoned. And they were brought to the prison and detained there, so that the next day they could be heard. And at the beginning of the text that we read, we heard how the angel appeared to the dungeon, in the dungeon. And the angel opened the doors of the prison and took the disciples, the apostles, out and said, "Go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." Who should they speak to? They should speak to the people, to all the people. And they were people of many nationalities and different races and different belief systems. There were many different kinds of people. And no matter what their background was, the angel did not say, "Go back to your own congregation and speak there." The angel said, "Go and talk to the people." And what did the angel tell them to speak about? All the words of this life. What is this life or this new life, all the words of this new life? What were these words? They were the gospel of God, the words of eternal life to a dying world, to such a world that is full of the acts of people. All that people have built and done will one day die away. And each person will die when his or her time is up. But this gospel, the eternal word, it will bring to a dying world eternal life. It is a gospel about the uprisen Jesus Christ, about the righteousness of Christ that a person can own through faith onto one's own heart, and so And so we can live in the Lord Jesus Christ and be a part of the resurrection of Jesus and a part of eternal life. This is the message from the kingdom of God which God has lowered and set on this earth. And here in the kingdom of God, Jesus lives in the midst of his own. And this gospel with the words of life at the core, the forgiveness of sins, this is meant for every person. And it is the will of God that every person would hear this gospel, the forgiveness of sins, and he who hears these words should humble himself and accept and receive these words. This word of life, this is what the apostles were proclaiming. And when the angel freed them from prison, they once again went to speak to the people. And the apostles, in the morning, when dawn came, they went to the temple and began to teach. And in this text part, we hear how the next day the big council of Jerusalem was assembled and they sent officers to get the apostles from the prison, and they were amazed that the apostles were no longer in the prison. And they discovered that they were teaching in the temple, and the apostles were gathered together and taken before the big council to be interrogated, and they were asked, why do you continue to preach in the name of Jesus when you have been banned from doing so? And the apostles answered in the same way. We speak about the uprisen Lord Jesus who was sent to the earth to lead Israel to believe sins forgiven. And the apostles were witnesses of this word. And the big council became angry, and they planned to kill the apostles. They perhaps felt a sting to the heart, for they had earlier nailed Jesus to the cross and condemned him to die. And now, in the name of this uprisen Jesus, the apostles had performed many acts, and a huge throng of people believed in Jesus. And so they were filled with this fear-based respect. But they wanted to sweep this entire matter away, to ban this teaching from spreading further. And the members of the council were discussing amongst themselves and wondering and discussing what should be done in this situation. And in their midst is a Pharisee whose name was Gamaliel. And the people held this man in great respect. And he said that we should take these apostles out of the room where the council had gathered. And when he spoke, when Gamaliel spoke, he said we should be very careful what we do. And he told of previous events that had happened about other teachers and wrong prophets. For example, Theudas, who proclaimed himself to be
kannattajansa hävisivät jäljettömiin. Ja sen jälkeen
someone important, but he died. And then there was Judas of Galilee,
who also
ended up dying, and his followers fell away. And Gamaliel then said to the members of the council, and now I say unto you,
jättäkää nämä miehet rauhaan.
Leave these men in peace. Refrain
olla.
From these men and let them
jos
alone.
Hanke on
for if
ihmisistä,
this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught.
Jos se taas on Jumalasta,
but if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it.
Pitäkää paranne.
Lest haply ye be found even to fight against God.
Gamaliel tässä puhui niin, että suuri neuvosto
Gamaliel
oli nyt sitten
spoke in such a way that the members
heitä,
of the big council
Gamaliel ei nyt ajatellutkaan sitä, että miten kansa tähän
were confused.
Ja miten tässä nyt heidän aseman käy.
They wondered,
vaan hän vetosi siihen, että
how the people would react and also how God would react if these apostles would be condemned.
Tämä Gamaliel itse
this
ei kuitenkaan sitten
Gamaliel
Jeesukseen siihen,
did not believe in Jesus, did not believe the words of the apostles.
Niitä juutalaisia, jotka
he was of those Jews
vaativat yhä suurempia todisteita siitä, että Jeesus
who demanded more proof that Jesus would be, was the Messiah,
kunnioitti Jumalaa,
but still he respected
Jumalaa,
and feared God
ja ajatteli sitä, että
and thought
Jumalaa ei vihoiteta
that
ja tehdä Jumalan edessä.
They should not make God angry or fight against God.
Tästä puheesta sitten seurasi se,
and because of this speech, the apostles were freed again.
Heitä rangaisti ja kieltiin puhumasta.
They were punished and commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus.
Ja edelleen tuolla myöhemmin kerrotaan, että
and later we are told that they went every day to teach in the temple and in the homes. And they testified that Jesus was the Messiah.
Tässä tapauskertomuksessamme näemme.
And from this happening here we can see
tuo elämän sanan julistus.
How the proclaiming of the word of life it continued and continued.
Joka oli sen ajan
even though the great council of that day, which was very powerful, they tried in many
Jumalan
ways to stop the spread of the word of God
ja estää sitä leviämästä
and to stop it from spreading amongst the people. Despite
Jumala
this,
oli,
the will of God was that his gospel could echo and spread
ja tuoda ihmisille avun
and bring
antamuksen
help to people through the forgiveness of sins
elämän
to bring about eternal life.
Oli Jumalan sana, Jumalan tahto, että tämä
it was the will of God
sana,
that this word of new
elää,
life, that it would live and it would spread.
Ihmisen toiminnasta
riippumatta. And it would spread no matter what people would try to do.
Tämä kertoo meille siitä,
this
että
tells us
suunnitelma toteutuu
how
aina
the plan of God always takes place.
Ei voi sitä estää.
No person can change that.
Siitä meille on Raamatussa myös monia muistuksia.
In the Bible we have many reminders.
Danielin kirjassa Vanhassa testamentissa.
In the book of Daniel
on kuningas Nebukadnessarin sanat, kun hän joutui omassa elämässään
are the words of the king Nebuchadnezzar.
Ja se tapahtuu mitä Jumala tahtoo.
That what God wills will happen.
Ne eivät suinkaan ole määrääviä elämässä, vaan Jumalan. Salli asioiden tapahtua niin kuin hän hänen tahtonsa.
God allows things to happen as he plans, and no activity of man can change that. And King Nebuchadnezzar also had to humble himself and accept the plan of God.
Danielin kirjan luvussa 4.
And he says in the book of Daniel, chapter 4,
verse. Maan asukkaat ovat kaikki tyhjänveroiset. Tahtonsa mukaisesti hän tekee taivaan joukoille ja maan asukkaille. Eikä ole ketään, joka voisi estää hänen työtään ja joka voisi sanoa hänelle, mitä sinä teet? Näin totesi kuningas Nebukadnessar. Jumalan tahto.
The will of God
toteutuu, ja se toteutukoon.
Will take place.
Meidän kaikkien elämässä.
Also in our lives.
Niin kuin me sitä rukoilemme näidenkin suviseurojen.
As we pray. In the motto of these summer services.
Se on myös meille vapauttava ajatella.
And it also frees us.
Jumalan seurakunnan palvelutehtävissäkin.
In many duties of the kingdom of God.
Se mikä on totta, se elää
for
ikuisesti.
That which is true will live eternally.
Kun Jumalan sana oikein puhutaan.
When the word of God is preached correctly, it never dies.
Tuo elämän sanan evankeliumi.
That word of life, the gospel, it does not change, it does not weaken, and it will not end, no matter what we people do. If, for example, someone would preach incorrectly, make mistakes, unintentionally or intentionally, the word of God will continue. The truth will live eternally. We can, with a free mind, do the work of the kingdom of God.
Se järjestys menee niin, että Jumalan sana on vankkumaton ja kuolematon.
The word of God is undying and permanent. And it carries us people. We people do not need to carry the word of God. And we cannot carry the word of God.
Se on Jumalan yksin oikeus.
It is the privilege of God alone.
Meidän tehtävämme on toimia.
Our task is
välittäjinä.
Is to deliver
köyhinä palvelijoina.
As poor servants.
Sitä, mitä Jumala meidän haluaa tehdä.
To do that work which God wants us to do with the prayer that I would not add anything or take anything away from these living words that God wishes that his own here on the earth would proclaim to the people of all nations, to all people, until the end of the world. This
kertoo meille myös siitä, että
event here that we read about, it tells us that this gospel of God
siitä,
is not dependent on
millä tavalla ihmiset sitä julistusta tekevät ja
the way that the message is delivered or how it is organized.
Tänäkin keväänä olemme nähneet, että
even this spring we have been able to see.
Emme ole voineet kokoontua.
We haven't been able to gather together to hear the word of God. Gather physically.
Teknisten apuvälineiden kautta.
But the word of God has been proclaimed through the tools of technology. And so, up until this day, this word of life, it has gone forward from the beginning days of the beginning congregation, delivered by many different kinds of people in many different ways, all the way up to today, to this moment. It is comforting to trust that this living word, it is on the earth And even in the future, we don't need to be worried about that. We don't need to worry, where is this world going? What is going to happen? How can the congregation of God live here on the earth? We don't need to worry because God has promised to be with His own until the end of the world. Every single day, as He told in His command before departing, even today, we can be satisfied and happy with that which God in His grace and mercy gives to us. His grace is rich. There is abundantly good for all of us. The goodness of God and His plan, we cannot know exactly how it will play out, but we can trust that God wishes and wants that each person would believe this gospel in a very personal way and would reach the eternal heaven and return to the Creator. And Isaiah in chapter 55, verses 8-9, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." We do not completely understand the meaning that God has in the events of our lives, but we can trust that God is good and He wishes to bless His own so that one day we could inherit our place in heaven, in eternal life.
Siellä ilo on täydellistä.
For there joy is perfect.
Saamme turvallisin mielin.
We can, with a comforted mind, own this word of life.
Kristuksen vanhurskautta itsellemme.
The righteousness of Christ for us.
Ansaitseman.
Because of the Lord Jesus Christ and how He fulfilled the debt of our sins, before God we are now clean. God does not look at our sinfulness. Instead, He sees the cleanliness of Christ. And so we can trust right now in this eternal gospel and remain believing all our own sins and doubts forgiven in the name and atoning blood of Jesus. These words have the power that will carry us. In Jesus' name, Amen.